My 2016 State of the State Address has been listed one of the best in the country in terms of the economic policy proposals we put forth. Hello, this is Governor Paul LePage. The address is listed in a report by ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, which is a national organization made up of legislators from both parties. ALEC commends us for fighting to abolish both the income tax and debt tax. They said, if these taxes were repealed, the state would improve dramatically in economic competitiveness, leading to more residents and businesses moving into the state and greater job growth. The report also states, like New Hampshire, Maine could be a refuge for taxpayers, businesses, and capital fleeing the poor tax and fiscal policies adopted by most Northeast states. Sound familiar? I've been saying that for years. ALEC found more governors this year proposed reducing taxes than governors who proposed increasing taxes. Even Governor Malloy in Connecticut, a liberal Democrat who proposed major hikes, admits his policies have had drastic economic consequences. The ALEC report commends him for basing his new budget on how much the state actually has to spend, not how much politicians want to spend. The report also gave me credit for recognizing Maine's high taxes, including income, corporate, and debt tax, which are holding our state back. ALEC has found that corporate income taxes are harmful because they make it more difficult for businesses to innovate, hire employees, and raise wages. States with the lowest corporate income taxes have better population growth and more domestic immigration, as well as higher payroll growth, personal income growth, and gross state product. But socialists in our legislature and the media continue to fight common sense economic proposals, even though they have propelled other states into growth and prosperity. The report noted Maine's economic outlook is still ranked at 38. Although the ranking has moved up under my administration, socialists in Augusta are clinging to the disastrous economic policies of the past 40 years that are holding us back. But ALEC said the proposals I outlined are an excellent model for any state to follow in order to improve their economic competitiveness and achieve greater economic growth. We are pleased that national organizations have recognized us for trying to implement common sense economic reforms in Maine. Now, if we could get the career politicians in our state to listen, we could really move Maine from poverty to prosperity. Remember, November 8th is Election Day. Make your vote count. Thank you for listening.